Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic broadcasting live from God's Country, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I'd like to thank the fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build, sponsoring all the broadcasts this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and special event coverage tomorrow from the Democratic Party Convention at the La Crosse Center. Dom, I've been joined by a fine candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is Outagamie County Executive and friend of the Devil's Advocates. You know him. You love him. He's Tom Nelson. Welcome back, Tom. How you been, man?
It's great to be back. It's great to see you. You know that? You know, it's radio, though, but you've got a face for TV. I'm not sure what you're doing on radio.
Well, you haven't seen my hairline. I'm wearing the hat.
Way to suck up to the host, Tom. Hey, you everywhere.
Hey, I'm a paying customer, right, folks? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tom, obviously, we'll do small talk, but Roe v. Wade overturned today, man. Abortion's illegal in Wisconsin. Perhaps not the way the Dems would have chosen to launch their convention, but as a U.S. senatorial candidate, it's obvious. It was coming. Tom, what's your reaction to
it? Well, I mean, here's Wisconsin. It's a classic Wisconsin summer afternoon. You know, it's sunny, 90 degrees, but this is one of the darkest days in this state's history. Here we are in 2022. And women and men are fighting for basic reproductive rights for women 50 years after the Supreme Court decided that. And so for 50 years, women have been attacked by these right-wing legislatures. And now in Wisconsin, not only are we dealing with the repeal of Roe, but here in Wisconsin, we're one of a few states where there's a criminal statute. And not only is it a criminal statute for a doctor who performs an abortion, but this thing goes back to 1849. Think about that. And the Republican legislature, which will probably be locked in majority, maybe in a supermajority for at least 10 years, there's not going to be any relief, and there's not going to be any justice for women in this state. And so this, I think, is going to be a pretty big issue at this convention. You know, my campaign has been on any number of issues. I mean, a lot of it's grounded in economic justice, and we've talked about that before, though. But this is an issue that is really going to be on the mind of, it might be the issue on the mind of convention goers this weekend.
Tom, obviously the current U.S. Senator you'd like to go against, Ron Johnson, his early comment, basically he applauds this rolling back of 50 years of precedent. Ron is all down for this. So one other point you made, you talked about the current makeup of the state court, the legislative branch. We're not going to get relief. Women are not going to get relief through state law in Wisconsin. Tom, the only way we're going to get relief is to change the numbers, probably in the U.S. Senate and probably by defeating Ron Johnson. Let's start with this issue and we'll move on to the J6. But what do you think about Ron's stance?
Well, you know, if you listen to what he said, though, he's saying that there should be exemptions for rape and incest. But that's brand new. I don't think he was saying that before. So that tells me for a lot of Republicans, it's the proverbial dog catch.
Well, he said it's going to be a little messy, too.
Oh, well, yeah, that too, though. But I think Republicans are realizing that maybe, the proverbial dog that catch up to the milk truck saying, okay, now Roe has been repealed. We have an 1849 law. No one's going to repeal it. And this is a pretty big deal. What are we going to do about it? And Ron Johnson, you know, per usual, is going to try to pass the buck on this. And he needs to take responsibility. Here's a guy who interfered in the 2020 election, who went to Madison and, I don't know, threatened Dean Knutson or gave him a vote of no confidence and got rid of him. So if he's going to interfere in state policy that way, then he needs to interfere in state policy on reproductive rights. If he believes that it needs to be changing, he needs to go to Robin Voss and whoever the majority leader is in the state Senate and get them to convene and change this law. But they're not going to do that. And the way that we deal with this here in Wisconsin, we are one of the states that we are under siege by right-wing Republican majority. And so we have to look to Washington. And so step one is to make sure that the Democratic Senate that the Democratic Senate remains in Democratic hands and that we expand our majority so that we have a working majority. And the only way that we'll have a working majority and we can address reproductive rights in any number of issues is if we win the Wisconsin seat. And I believe, I've been talking to us for the last 20 months, though, I believe I am best positioned, as maybe my good friend Pat Kreitlow was talking about in general, I think I'm best positioned to beat Ron Johnson because I'm the only one from a red part of the state who's won election and re-election six times. And I should also add, too, though, that when I was in the legislature, I had 100% pro-choice in NARAL voting record. Now, it's one thing to have 100% pro-choice voting record in Madison or Milwaukee or in a blue district, but I represented one of the most conservative and red districts in the legislature, but this is the right thing to do. My dad told me, my mom did too, always do the right thing, the thing that goes to your core and what you believe is right. That is how I act on this issue in the legislature, and that is how I'm going to act on this in the Senate. And once we get to the Senate and we get a working majority, the next step is we take the advice of Mark Buchan and we expand the court. We expand the Supreme Court. People say, oh, that's a radical idea. No, it's not. It's been done like six or seven times in our country's history. And yes, it's been done for political reasons. The U.S. Supreme Court now is effectively a third legislative body. But it's not really a legislative body. It's a supermajority body because of its policy-making role. Things that Republicans and conservatives have decried for years and years. They are doing this. This is major policy. Reproductive policy is, this is real business. And so we need to have relief in Washington. The only way we do that is if we hold on to the Senate, get a working majority, and the person to do that is myself, Tom Nelson.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive, joining Crudy in La Crosse for the Dem Party Convention coming up this weekend. Tom, as you know, I grew up in Outagamie County, and I still have many friends. I have lots of family there, and I appreciate your position of being a progressive, a liberal in Outagamie County, but you're obviously not alone. There's a lot of folks out there in that county. Obviously, you got elected, and I think there are people that are willing to have their eyes open. They're willing to listen. They're willing to learn. Hell, Tom, I was one of them. But you know, the Roe v. Wade thing is only one part of it. This is the attack on the constitutional right to privacy. This is going to be an attack on gay marriage, an attack on contraceptives, for crying out loud, anti-sodomy laws. I mean, these things go back to 1965 with contraception. Right. I mean, these are issues that are going to impact every single person, whether they think it will or not. So. Ultimately, Tom, can this be phrased as an attack on privacy, and do you think people will be receptive to that message?
Yes, and this is not a hypothetical scenario. This will happen. Justice Thomas articulated in his opinion that everything is on the table for substantive due process. So, yes, it's about the right to privacy, but it's about all substantive due process rulings. I mean, that is an incredible body of law that's now on the table. This is just the beginning. As dark as this day is in this country and state's history, unfortunately, this is just the beginning. And I guess to work off that metaphor, I'm not sure if there's too much light at the end of the tunnel. The only piece of light that's coming out of there is this U.S. Senate seat. If we win this U.S. Senate seat, we've got a good chance to have a working majority, get rid of the filibuster, codify Roe, and reverse this terrible trend. And the way to do that is to nominate the strongest candidate. As you said, from a red part of the state, Outagamie County, I've won elections six times. I'm not an incumbent, but hey, you know, if you win six times in red part of the state, it's a pretty good position to win statewide.
Tom, inflation, gas prices. It must be an issue on the campaign trail. You got to be hearing it from the constituents. How do you as a candidate answer that it's the economy, stupid, and Joe Biden pushing up the gas prices? How do you respond to that, Tom?
It's the Republicans' fault. Look, all you got to do is, not, well, right? Seriously, think about this. The reason why we have inflation, there's a couple of factors. Number one, you have pent up consumer demand. That's because of a pandemic, all right? If there's anyone's fault for the pandemic, how that got out of control, it's Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and the Republican legislature that made it even worse than what it could have been. So there's that issue. But then when people want to come to market and purchase items after coming out of the pandemic, there's not a lot of stuff because there aren't enough important ingredients in our supply chain. Supply chain is broken. Our supply chain is broken because Republicans and neoliberal Democrats opened up our markets, allow countries to take advantage of us, and we offshored all kind of manufacturing. So now we don't control the products that we invented and the products that consumers need. And the other thing, too, is we know that 60% of inflation is being driven by corporate profits, corporate greed. We need a windfall profits tax for oil companies and for the corporations that have been raking millions, billions, and taking advantage of the consumer. So that's what I talk about. I break it down to economics. And I'll tell you what, if you can make a good economic argument, Democrats win every single time.
You know, currently, Tom, you beat Ron Johnson in the polling. New polling out, Marquette University Law School polling. You are one of three Democratic candidates that apparently beat Ron, but all I would care about is if I could beat Ron, and right now you can, sir.
Well, you know, I kind of feel bad for one of the fellas that was on the survey.
The only one of the popular upper echelon Dems that's not beating Ron, that guy?
I mean, here's this guy who spent $9
he'll join
million
us at 6:05 tomorrow from the convention, but please continue.
Please, I will come back at 6:15 if you want a rebuttal to that. Look, this fella has a dad who spent $9 million trying to buy his son a Senate seat, and he is losing to Ron Johnson by 3 points. That's not a really good return on investment. So, yes, we are winning just as we were winning a year ago when I did a poll. We're beating Ron Johnson by 4 points. A lot's happened by then. We've only spent about $70,000 or $80,000 on TV versus $9 million for one of the opponents and about $3 million for another one and 80% name recognition for the other thing. So one, we get on the air, we get our message out, there is a clear path to victory. Once we get through the primary, we're going to beat Ron Johnson.
Tom, you're up on Devil Radio. That's priceless. Come back with us. I got to find U.S. Senate. Can you stick around?
Of course I can. Anything
for
you.
All right. Tom Nelson, live from Buzzard Billy's in God's Country, La Crosse. We'll come back to the table. More Devil's Advocates. The Democratic Party convention going off tomorrow. This big show ain't done yet. Phone lines, you can join us, 844-967-2789.
That Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Tom Nelson, Audigami County executive, friend of the Devil's Advocates, and senatorial candidate from the great state of Wisconsin. Tom, thanks for sticking around. Obviously, Senator Ron Johnson got in some heat. The first U.S. senator mentioned in the January 6th hearings, and he got a lot of slack.
You're number one, Ron.
And people started legitimately asking questions like, Ron, what the hell? And his story has evolved, let's call it, over the last couple of days. Tom, I want to get your reaction, an opportunity for you to push back regarding Ron Johnson's role in helping foment a coup on this country by attempting to deliver these fraudulent electors from the state of Wisconsin and from Michigan. Tom, what's your take on how what the facts are and how the senator has reacted to it?
Well, unfortunately, our campaign was right. If you go back to February of 2021, we put up a billboard outside of his house accusing him of committing treason. A little controversial because that was based on his actions on the Homeland Security Committee that he was chairing at the time, because he was the main voice that was ginning up all of these conspiracies, these election conspiracies. And then a year later, on the anniversary, I called on the J6 committee to subpoena Ron Johnson. And kind of people like, oh, yeah, well, that's just kind of like a ploy. That's kind of like a stunt. No, I think that there's something going on here. And sure enough, we were right. He was the first senator mentioned. He has clearly committed a crime. The Department of Justice must investigate, regardless of the overall conclusions made by J6. He needs to be tried. I mean, this is treason. He was literally and physically handing over a fake slate of electors. That would be an attempt to overturn a fair and free election. What we had the suspicion has been confirmed. And he, you know, not only does he not belong in the U.S. Senate, I think he belongs in jail.
I concur, sir. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates live from La Crosse. Tom Nelson at the table. So, Tom, obviously, as much as we might want that to happen, and we might think it's merited, Matt Stoll's going to get due process, even if he's indicted. He's not going to be convicted between now and Election Day, and all efforts to prevent him from being on the ballot have been dismissed, my understanding. So, in all probability, he is going to be the Republican nominee. I think there's an opponent, but no one's going to beat Ron as the incumbent until we get to the general. So, Tom, do you think these issues of January 6th, do you think what there are multiple criticisms of Ron, but which one would you lead with?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? This is probably the toughest question of the whole campaign. I mean, the big challenge running against an incumbent, which I've done a couple times before, you got to define the incumbent before they define you. You got to give them a reason not to vote for the incumbent and then vote for yourself. And look, this is Wisconsin. This is a heavy manufacturing agricultural state. This is a working family state. And so the biggest issue, the biggest response is going to be the economic argument. I believe that is going to be the strongest regardless of everything that is going on. But I will say this, and I thought this is where the question was going. Back in January 2021, you know, as awful as the insurrection was, people were asking, oh, well, you know, they're not going to remember this 18 months ago during the election. So a year and a half from now, people will have forgotten about it. No, you have a January 6th committee that has only gotten worse. And so what we had we made the predictive judgment that there is something really rotten at its core, turned out to be right. So I believe, now my campaign, we're not going to lead necessarily on this issue. It's going to be a very big part of the issue. But look, you can't get distracted from the fact that a bottom line, campaigns are not about the candidates. Campaigns are about the voters and how to make their life a little easier. So economic justice, health security, those have been the two main tenets of my campaign. What happened on January 6th, that will be a big part of it, though, but I believe ultimately to win the hearts and minds and to persuade people, that little thin band of independent, persuadable voters, most of which are in the Fox Valley, my neighbors, in order to do that, you got to focus on bread and butter economic issues. That's why I did in the assembly and why I won three times. That's why I've been as county executive and why I've also won three times.
Well, Tom, again, I got to tell you, growing up in Outagamie County, I do know that as hardworking people, and you know, I worked on the farm and I scraped the cow manure off my boots after I got done milking the cows at my neighbor's farm, the issues that they have, certainly economic, everybody has those, but a lot of people do not like being lied to. A lot of people do not like politicians engaging in an act to throw out their votes, because I think a lot of people would realize, Tom, that even if it's their guy doing it now and it's for their quote-unquote benefit and their guy won, if you're going to engage, if somebody engages in that kind of behavior and you find it as a positive, well, they're going to do it against you at some point. So I think the philosophy and the consistency of whatever your morals are is going to play a role. Is that something you think you can drill down on and pull in some of those rural folks? Because no one wants to be lied to, Tom.
That's right. And, you know, it's not really effective to go and call someone a liar. But what is effective is just, you know, not to give them any slack and let them make a fool of themselves. In the case of Ron Johnson, to change his story again and again and again and again. You know, folks are looking through it. So I think just based on his actions and what he has said and what he has done really undermines his credibility. And that goes to trust. That goes to honesty. At the end of the day, issues are very important, though. But people cast their ballot based on character, on honesty, and trustworthiness. So even if you are a Democrat, in a red part of the state, if you come across as honest, you're hardworking, and you're sincere, you won't get every vote, of course, though, but you will get a lot, and hopefully in most cases, to win. So I think that's the key to winning, both for the primary as well as in the general election.
Well, Tom, it starts this weekend, Democratic Party Convention La Crosse. You get to give a speech on Sunday. What time's your speech? And it better be a sidewinder, sir. You got to win hearts and minds.
I think it's 11 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah, I think it is 11. A stem winder. All right, I'll have to work on that.
I always recommend
meet those expectations. The expectations has been set right here on Crude Show. Love it.
Hey, Tom, if people want to get involved in your campaign, if they want to support the campaign, how could they do so?
Go to our website, Nelson4WI.com. Nelson4WI.com.
Tom, last thing. When someone calls you a preacher's kid, is that an insult after Scott Walker kind of put the taint on it?
No comment. I'm just kidding.
Tom Nelson, U.S. senatorial candidate, out of Gamey County executive. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates. Dom, we'll come back from Buzzard Billy's 222. More of the Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on.
Thanks, Tom.
Said that it's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court entitled to respect under...
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We never let you down.
Never.
We will, you know, show you a good time, especially if you're in God's country like I am. Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, Tom Nelson, out of Gamey County Executive, U.S. senatorial candidate, and, you know, we've had a lot of fine bookings so far, Dom. Unfortunately, one got off the hook with the, you know, breaking news of the day. Sarah Godlewski is going to have to reschedule. We will try to accommodate from the La Crosse Center tomorrow when I'm doing a special pre-convention broadcast beginning at 6 o'clock. Kevin's going to help me produce it, and we're going to have Alex Lazary right from the top. After that, we're going to have Peter Pekarsky and then Mandela Barnes. So three fine U.S. senatorial candidates. If we can find some room for Sarah after that, we'll do so as well. But the big party, it's happening in La Crosse. Yeah, we got rid of the broadcasters just in time to welcome the Democrats to town.
Right on, man.
You know, I was out showing some local broadcast engineers a good time till about midnight last night. I found a couple of new drinking spots in La Crosse. One Sneaky Pete spot upstairs above Buzzard Billy's. So next time you come to town, go to Buzzard Billy's, eat a big dinner, and then go upstairs to the sort of speakeasy style up above.
What the occasion was, Crudy, when we went back there last time when Biden got his ice cream.
I'm staring at the ice cream shop. It's right there. It's on Pearl Street.
But they really, I mean, La Crosse, Wisconsin, as a river town on the Mississippi, and I love those river towns, Memphis, my favorite river town. But La Crosse, Wisconsin, man, they really cleaned up that downtown. It is so much nicer now after we left there from college than it was when we were there, man.
You know, I went walking down memory lane today. We'll get to the callers, but let me just tell you, Dom, I drove by the old apartment where we used to live. Still there. Still a dump.
Did you try your key? Did you get in the joint? You know, use a credit card? You know that window in the main floor was always open.
Oh, man. If I'd wanted to get in, I'd have gotten in. No, I did shoot a little video in the parking lot, a little message to you and a few others. I'll share that later on social media.
Don't ever park on our lawn, man. Don't ever park on our lawn.
Yeah, Rick Schaff. I hope he learned his lesson that night. I think we've exceeded the statute of limitations
I'm pretty sure.
On property damage on a pickup truck back in 1994, but it was Dom.
It was Bob. And
it was all of us. Also went up, didn't go to Granddad's Bluff, but I crossed the river. I went into Minnesota today. I did go on campus, Dom. Like, not just the house I live with you, but all of my college houses are still there. I had three college houses. All those back Guano Burnham with the match sort of houses, including the one we lived in, they're all still there. Somebody's collecting rents on those heaps.
Oh, it's probably Dilliver's. Hey, have you gotten any sense of, you know, folks on the ground? What are they thinking? Have you had talked politics? Have you engaged with people on that level, or are you just out hanging out?
Well, you know, I've been here for weird reasons. I've been hanging out with the rich media set. And I mean, literally, I've been hanging out with the media owners from across the state of Wisconsin. And whether it's the biggest of the big radio corporations, their executives have been represented, or whether it's, you know, the magnums of the world that own 25 radio stations in the state, you know, you can't get a real fair sense of the politics when you're hanging out with a bunch of rich guys. I mean, if I pulled the room, I'm thinking there's some Republicans in there. I'm just saying.
Right.
So it was weird, but within this crew of rich media owners were the worker bees, right? You know, like the engineer dudes that were there because there was some training at the seminar. And you could tell those guys because they were wearing shorts and I was wearing shorts to the formal luncheon yesterday. So then, you know, I went out partying with the engineer guys because, you know, that felt like my kind of people. Because they felt like our kind of people because, you know, they actually go to a job and get their hands dirty. You know, I like those working class. Dana, our buddy Dana from La Crosse, he was at Shooters last year, and I did stop up and see Rudy at Shooters and, you know, paid my respects to the family last night.
Nice, well done.
Dana did last year as well, but Dana had to drag me out to the parking lot. I'm like, I'm doing a radio show. He's like, you're on break. Come on. Yeah. I got to show you something. You know, so I was, you know, I'll be honest, Dana, I was looking for a loose joint. But what Dana showed me is he went to the printer, and he got the coolest Devil's Advocates, like, window sticker ever and had it made for his own car.
Nice.
I'm like, what'd that run you? He said $6. Almost had to steal it and stick $6 in the rear view wiper. Man, it was cool. We'll have to look at getting some swag. People have been saying that for about a decade.
Yeah.
More swag.
Get a shirt. I got an old shirt.
So it was great seeing Dana. I have been seeing the Dems. The Dems are starting to arrive. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know how you know? Because they're wearing masks outside. That's how you know. Because if they're part of the, you know, the infrastructure of the party, they're wearing masks outside on a beautiful, glorious 85 degrees sunny day. And they're standing there on the street corner wearing a mask. I'm like, there's a dumb.
I was on the hop, the train that goes
streetcar down in Milwaukee.
Going from Brady Street down to Summerfest to check.
Well, it'd be okay to wear a mask on there.
A couple
I think.
Of tunes of mass Anthrax. Transit. I saw a little Anthrax last night. But my point being, I got on, you know, some mass transit, and I'm so. Now that I'm, you know, double boosted and, you know, all that, I don't even carry one with me anymore. So here I found myself on occasion to actually thought, damn, maybe I should have a mask right now. But I did not have one. So whatever, man, I appreciate whatever gets people through the day. Get your shots, wear your mask. It's all good.
Buddy, whatever gets you through the night more accurately. Hey, man, I heard we had some callers.
We
off the hook while we've been gabbing about
glory days. I know. We're dropping
days.
Some and picking some new ones up, so let's get to them. While Evan screens the other ones, we'll take Mark from the sack. Welcome, Mark. Happy days, but not really. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, oh, happy day. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. Well, it's remarkable the logic the Supreme Court uses for this crap, because it's just... you know, the logic they use, you know, that yesterday for the, or the day before for the firearms thing is completely illogical, and for the whole Supreme Court thing on the abortion thing is that, what, did I mishear Becky Klapa? She doesn't even think there should be an exception for the health and life of the mother in the abortion
law?
No,
I saw some social media tweets, Mark, that she would not expand any sort of abortive care here in the state of Wisconsin.
It is just ridiculous, because, you know, there's more we know about, you know, what can go wrong in a pregnancy, and for goodness sake, you know, that I think I posted it today, that we have girls as young as, you know, 9 and 10, you know, that have reached menses, which is, you know, 5 years younger than they should be hitting it, and there's no way their bodies are physically capable of bearing a pregnancy, that those girls could get raped and impregnated by their father and get and need an abortion, but they're not going to get it under Becky Clayfish or the Republicans. I mean, they don't care about women's health.
No, they don't. I guess what, they'll just have to have that father drive them down to Illinois, Mark. I know it is stunning. It really is, and I can't get away from it. What's the justification for it? It's the religion. I'm not going to stop saying it. That's the problem. That's how they justify the fascism. That's how they justify the intrusion into your constitutional right to privacy. I mean, contraception from 1965? This is an issue? In 2022? Are you kidding me?
Dom, I don't know if you've seen the statement from Governor Tony Evers I'd like to share. This is an unfathomably grim day for our state and our country. I am heartbroken for the millions of Wisconsinites and Americans the U.S. Supreme Court has abandoned. And for our country and our democratic institution, the governor said. Evers vowed to keep fighting for abortion rights. We will fight this decision in every way we can with every power we have. That's not a lot, Tony, and I'm not picking on the governor. I'm just saying he's not empowered to do much. As people in Wisconsin and across our country make their voices heard in the days and months ahead, we will do so peacefully and without violence. Now, Republican leaders, Tom, they're out praising this, right? Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, urged those who disagree with the court's ruling to remain peaceful. You know, like his colleagues did, the January 6th insurrectionists.
Yes, the 61 of the 62 rulings that went against the GOP, they were really remain calm now, didn't they?
Here's what Robin Voss said. Safeguarding the lives of unborn children shouldn't be controversial. Today's decision reaffirms their lives are precious and worthy of protection. Senate Majority Leader, again, Republican Devin LeMahieu, in a statement called the decision a massive victory for the sanctity of life. The surge of violence and ongoing threats by pro-abortion extremists will not intimidate or deter us from upholding our individual's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the Utsberg Republican said.
What if my individual right of liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means that I don't want to be pregnant? Don't I have that right, Republicans? I don't want to be pregnant. And if you got pregnant, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said Republicans' unwillingness to act. Of course, there was a 17-second long special session to take up, you know, trying to do something about the fact that if Roe was overturned, as it was today, Wisconsin would revert to an 1849 antiquated abortion law. So Tony said, let's codify.
A law passed when women couldn't even vote.
Here is what Neubauer said. Republicans' unwillingness to act is unexcusable, and they will be directly responsible for the negative outcomes of this decision, the Racine Dim said. The Supreme Court's decision to throw out historically enshrined protections and the GOP's inaction will have significant consequences for our friends, families, neighbors, and communities. Neubauer said the decision would not be the end of the fight for abortion access. And Senate Minority Leader Janet Buley said the decision was heartbreaking, but unfortunately expected.
Crudy, Bernie Sanders tweeted out today, quote, overturning Roe v. Wade and denying women the right to control their own bodies is an outrage and in defiance of what the American people want. Democrats must now end the filibuster in the Senate, codify Roe versus Wade, and once again make abortion legal and safe. Former President Barack Obama also put out a tweet today. Today, the Supreme Court not only reversed nearly 50 years of precedent, it relegated the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues, attacking the essential freedoms of millions of Americans. 844-967-2789. Got some callers. Let's get to them. Pizza Box Mike, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, it won't be long. You know, who's your dad? My grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. You know, that's just awful. And Clayfish has two daughters. You know, it just, you don't, like, wish any awful things on children and things, but this is like them wishing things on, awful things on everybody's children. It's just terrible. But you knew it was coming, right?
Yes.
And like I've been saying for several years now, it only gets worse every day. Love to cheer you up, you know?
But does it engage any more people, Mike? I mean, you're not going to be any more engaged. I'm not going to be any more engaged. I'm already engaged. Does it move the needle on those that are perhaps less engaged than we are?
Nah. I've been watching this too long. There's just too many people that either this doesn't affect them, or if it does affect them, they'll have access the other way, just like people of privilege have always done, you know? And you know what? You know, Nancy Pelosi can come out and say this is a horrible thing, but let's not forget, she just backed a Democrat that's pro-gun, anti-abortion over a progressive in Texas. You know, we're just moving further right. This whole world is moving far right, man. The only cure is far left, and it's not through violence.
Right on, brother. Thanks for the call, Pizza Box. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's doing the hard work at Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Dem Party Convention going on there this weekend. We have one more segment left on this gorgeous Friday, Wisconsin day. Get your beers, smoke them if you got them. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Be like Curtis from the Stalas. Welcome, Curtis. What do you got for us?
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Don. Hey, Kurt, I can tell you right now, this court is no longer our Supreme Court. It's the rich man conservative.
The extreme court, as I've seen it today, Curtis.
Oh, that's what I would call it, too, because it's pathetic. It's like, you know what? The next thing they're going to overturn, I think, is gay marriage. That's coming next.
Yeah, it's all right there. I mean, if that's how they're going to go, if they're going to go after this constitutional right to privacy, that is certainly the next one on the docket. I mean, Justice Mr. Ginny Thomas said is so much today. And, of course, this affects me. I mean, I have a brother-in-law who's married who's gay. I have other gay friends. This is very problematic, and people are very, very angry, Curtis. I'm just not clear, you know, what the path is. I mean, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, we have headwinds. We have gerrymandering. You know, singing God Bless America on the steps of the Capitol is so not the thing to do. It is, in my mind, Curtis, the very belief in that God you're singing to bless this country is the justification that these Republicans are using to try to tell people that they can't get married, to try to tell people they can't have an abortion, to try to tell people they can't use contraceptives. To try to tell people that you cannot have, you can have anti-sodomy laws. That's where they're at, man. But no problem. Loving Virginia, interracial marriage. I didn't hear Mr. Ginny Thomas talking about that at all.
You're not kidding. Now that is, it's really sad. Is like you think about what they're going towards, but also what their end game is. If young people go out and vote, I saw someone, I was on a cruise ship last year. If young people between the ages of 18 and 35 vote, there's more people there than there is from 35 to 100. So if they go out and vote, they will change.
Yeah, and we gotta encourage them to do so, Curtis. And I think we all need to have a plan to do so. We need to do so. 844-967-2789. It's just the beginning. And are we going to have, I mean, is there any consequence, Crudy, for, you know, Supreme Court justices who would lie during their testimony and say, hey, this is settled law, no big deal.
There is not. What do you...
Should there be? I mean, come
on,
man.
Well, you know, the supporting arguments were so persuasive, I changed my long-held beliefs. I mean, you know, what did my fine attorney once upon a time say? Guilty, 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 and I'm not going to litigate what goes on in between Crude's
ears.
Yeah,
but if you tell me something is settled law, and then you decide that it's not settled law when you have the opportunity to overturn it, I'm not really, you think that they were convinced? I don't believe that for a minute, man. I know you say it's an excuse and that's their shield, but how do you put up with that? You don't put up with that, man. Come on.
Well, what about Tom Nelson's avocation? Tom's not the only one. expand the court now.
Absolutely.
Do it
Absolutely. Now. Do it now. And if you need to get rid of the filibuster permanently, fine. Temporarily, fine. You got to codify this, man.
Expand what I tell court. You, once upon a time, man, you know, I would not be supportive until the court got really bad. Well, it's bad. Between the overturning of Roe, overturning the gun laws in New York, effectively, you know, they're making it more difficult in the one ruling for states to, you know, set their own policies when it comes to guns.
States' rights.
But on the very other ruling the day before, the day after.
No states' rights.
you know what I mean? There's no consistency between the rulings. I realize they're not exactly analogous rulings, but there's no logic there. There's no rationale. And, of course, throwing out precedents, just all right with me, apparently, says Clarence and others.
Stare
Alito primarily.
Does not exist. 844-967.
I don't even know what that word means.
2789. Don't stare at me. CJ, you are next. Welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Happy Friday, guys. I guess I'm wondering, as far as the rights go, what would be the ideal, what do you have any restrictions? The last vote that went through, that Schumer forced through, had no restrictions on abortion, period, right up till the day of conception. Do you believe there's any restrictions or no restrictions?
Yeah, viability was what Roe v. Wade was regarding, viability. So 22 weeks.
I would say, quite frankly, if the doctor thought it was a necessary procedure,
all right.
You know, I don't think anybody's looking for an excuse to have a nine-month abortion. And I realize the procedure exists in a statistically zero ratio, but it has theoretically and actually happened literally before, CJ. But at the end of the day, man, I just think women should have the right to privacy to their own bodies like you should. You should have the right to take drugs if you want to, right? You should have the right to have a beer. You should have the right not to have me impregnate you or your wife or your daughter and force her to carry it to term. You know, if your wife got raped or your daughter got raped, CJ, would you be just fine with her being forced to carry that rapist baby to term?
I'm not saying I would. That's why I was wondering what your restrictions are. I know mine. I may vote that way. But
what is your restriction? What where do you draw the line?
No restriction.
Where do you draw
okay,
the line?
Okay, let's stop telling me what Schumer said, man. Tell me what you say.
If you saw a CAT scan or an MRI of your child, you might feel different.
But you're not answering the question, CJ. What's how many weeks? Different. How many weeks, CJ?
Terry Schiavo had a heartbeat, dude. You know,
I'm waiting to hear the discussion. I'm not the one setting the laws and the rules like Schumer.
Yeah, but you're voting for the ones that
you
are
you won't even answer a question. Thank God you're not the one setting
the
laws or rules.
Come on, man. That's just ridiculous.
844-967-2789.
And here's the other thing. This is another thing I think about. Again, I know I'm on the religious thing, but I'm going to put that aside for a minute. Where in the Constitution does it say that a man has a right to marry a woman or a woman has a right to marry a man? That's not specifically described.
I think that came over from English common law.
Oh yeah. Oh, now we're doing King George's rules. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that validates men and women getting married, right? The whole thing. Oh, well, you know, this right to privacy. Who cares? If a man and woman want to get married, great. If a man and a man want to get married, great. If two women want to get married, great. If two women and one man want to get married, who the hell cares? The bigger question is, who the hell are you to tell me how I gotta live my life? I didn't ask to be on this planet. My mommy and my daddy had sex. So here I am. And now you're gonna dictate to me because of your mythology how I gotta live while I'm here? BS, what justification do you have? Prove to me that you have the right to tell me how I gotta live.
Dominic, I just gotta thank a lot of fine people for joining me here at Buzzard Billy's. First and foremost, Chad's Design Build. They are the fine local sponsors of this entire DPW broadcast. Want to thank the fine guest state senator, third CD candidate Brad Pfaff. We had former CIA officer and third CD candidate Deb McGrath. Ben Wickler, DPW Chair, Pat Kreitlow, our buddy from Up North News, and of course, U.S. Senatorial candidate Tom Nelson. Don't forget, I'll be broadcasting live from the DPW. Start with Alex Lazary, Peter Pekarsky, Mandela Barnes, all the speeches. It'll be a great day from God's country. Thank you all for listening.